Blog Talk Radio.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Welcome everybody to our Saturday led teachings. We are still studying knowing God's will. Amen. And so I won't open up your lines unless you press 1 if you want to make a comment or ask a question during this led teachings on today. We won't be long, but we're trusting God that we will receive in a mighty way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So let us pray as we enter in our study today. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. You are El Adonai Elohim, hallelujah, the one true God, all sovereign God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the set time that you allowed us to come, oh God, to receive, oh God, revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word, oh God, so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh Lord. We ask that every scripture, oh God, and all that we learned here today, oh God, take root in our lives and manifest through our actions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you that you will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. We come against the spirit of distraction right now. We come against the spirit of frustration, aggravation. We come against the spirit of every unteachable spirit, fighting spirit. We come against every spirit of worry, pride, fear, oppression, depression. We come against every suicide spirit right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit operating on this line outside of the Holy Spirit that will block us from receiving, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God's blessing, God's favor, God's deliverance, God's healing, amen, God's protection. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for divine provisions, Father God, for our life, Lord God, that all is saved, Lord God, and all is well, protected, and blessed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this opportunity one more time. We bless your holy name, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, welcome, everybody, once again to our Saturday-led teachings here with the Gospel Public Ministries. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning. My husband is Pastor Doris A. Manning. And so we welcome you today to our led teachings. We're still talking about knowing God's will, you all. If you missed the last few studies, you all, lessons with us, you can always go back, all the lessons are archived here on the Preacher and the Pastor on Blog Talk Radio, so you can log on to your computer and catch up with us, amen, so you can gain understanding. If there was something that was taught last week or week before, maybe the lesson went too fast for you or you didn't get clarity on it, and you want to hear it again, you can go back and listen, amen. So we're going to talk about how can we discern God's will, amen. How can we discern God's will? Unlike the original followers of Christ, you all, we don't have Jesus physically with us. We can't look into his eyes and hear him speak audibly, you all. So on the contrary, we live in a noisy, modern, distracting world that confronts us daily with a multitude of voices and choices. We need discernment. How many of us can say, I need discernment? I need to be able to discern what what's good and what's not, what's evil, and if it's God speaking or if it's another voice speaking. How many of us can honestly admit that I need an increase in the speed of discernment all my life? Amen. Discernment, you all, is the ability to distinguish and decide between that which is true, wise, and good, and that which is false, foolish, and evil. Amen? God actually wants all of his children to develop and exercise this ability. Otherwise, why did the Apostle Paul pray for the Christians in Philippi, you all, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of sight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. We see this in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 9 through 10, you all. So we bring up discernment here because you all today is, because this is the skill that will help us move through life, making decisions that make God and others and ourselves smile. Amen? How do we cultivate this holy skill? We saturate, you all, our minds with God's word. That means we have to get into the word of God. Amen? Amen. Well, let his truth become the lens through which we view the world. Then as we move through the world, we yield ourselves to God's spirit again and again, moment by moment, inviting him to prompt us, empower us, and lead us, and to elbow us in the soul when we stray away. See, the more we do this, the better we get at discernment. Also, whenever we find discerning people, we follow them around and watch them like hawks. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 13 and 20, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise. So if you walk with the wise, guess what? You will become wise. If you surround yourself with wise people, amen, you will become that. If you surround yourself with foolish people, then you will become that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we have to discern you all God's will, understand the discernment of God's will and what to pay attention to. See, godly advice is important. I'll say that again. Godly advice is important. We've already, talked about and mentioned the importance of seeking godly advice, but it bears repeating. See, after you prayerfully thought through a course of action, seek input and advice from spiritually wise friends and trusted mentors, you all. Remember that human nature is to gravitate toward those who will tell us what we want to hear. So seek honest and genuine feedback. That is important. That's what's going to help you. Seek honest and genuine feedback. In doing this, however, it's important to keep in mind that people aren't always right, and sometimes they suggest wrong or unwise actions. So let's say after much prayerful reflection, you start down the path that you really sense is the will of God. You have some normal trepidation, you all, but overly your choices feels right, right? So suppose then a friend unexpectedly steps forward to express concerns about what you're doing or the direction that you're heading to. What does this mean? How should you interpret this event? Should you change your plans? You know, try this. Fight the urge to become defensive. A lot of times we become defensive. Amen. Be open to listen and ask some clarifying questions. Listen with an open heart and mind. Take some time to prayerfully consider your friend's concerns. Amen. After all that, if you decide it's wisest to proceed, be gracious. Express appreciation for your friend's concern. Then gently, humbly, yet firmly say something like, I realize I'm not perfect when it comes to following God's guidance, but I'm going this direction because right now, this is what I genuinely believe is wisest and best. Amen. And ultimately, your responsibility is to please God and not your friends. Amen. That's our responsibility, you all. In the end, we have to answer to God and not other people. After all is said and done, after you live this life and you've done all that you can humanly possibly do, at the end of all, we have to answer to God. Now, if five of your wisest or most trusted friends are discouraging a chosen course of action that might be something different altogether, that could be God pulling out all the stops to get your attention. I want you to understand that. If you have everyone saying the same thing, you know, that's close to you, it may be God just trying to get your attention and warn you, hey, no, stop, don't go. And, you know, a lot of times we hear, you know what, I got so many warnings and I still continued on. And you know, God was trying to show me. He used this, he used that, he used this, he used another, and I still continued on. This may be God pulling out all the stops to get your attention. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, again, it's Proverbs 11, verse 14, and I'll repeat it again, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, the Bible says, for lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors. Amen? But victory is won through many advisors. Amen. So remember to pay attention to that. If you keep hearing, oh, don't do that, may not be a good idea, Sister David. Oh, no, that don't look right. Well, you know, and then someone else come with the same thing, you may want to say, you know what? And a lot of times we still proceed on, and then there's no victory in that, and then we become discouraged, and we, you know, we'll get into a place of depression if we're not careful, and not victory, but defeat. You know, we'll be defeated in our ways and actions. Amen. So I want you, we're going to talk about here a little bit the spiritual gift of discernment. You know, some people have the spiritual gift of discernment. You are all believers ought to cultivate the skill of discernment. However, some Christians possess this ability to a remarkable degree. In Apostle Paul's letter to the Corinthian believers, he discusses the topic of spiritual gifts, which are God-given abilities for building up the body of Christ. Now, I do thank God that I have a great spirit of discernment as a gift because what I did notice over the time that I can even hear someone speak or someone speak about someone, even say their name, or look at the picture and have a discernment, spirit of discernment about that person, and what, you know, to see beyond the picture. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10, it says, our spiritual gifts, again, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10. The Bible says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of spiritual knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. So God endows some believers, you all, with an unusual ability to discern between right and wrong, spiritual truth and spiritual error. So when led by the Holy Spirit, they understand when a plan fits with God's will and know when a new teaching contradicts the teachings of the Christian faith. So it's as if the indwelling Holy Spirit has given these people, these folks, a bogus theology dictator or a bad decision buzzer. That's not right. No, don't listen to that. That ain't of God. No. Come from over there. You need to cut yourself off. That's how we need to be, even though that's a building. It ain't having church in it, but that is not God's church. Amen. Neither of those are not God's people. Amen. It sound like, look like this is the trickery of the enemy. If you stay any longer, you're going to be spiritually dead and then physically dead. So come out of that place. Amen. So though even these Christians are, of course, still fallible, you all, it's a good and biblical idea to pay extra attention to what they say. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we get peace from God. There's peace from God, you all. This is a matter of paying close attention to your heart and to which courses of action feel off and which ones bring an undeniable sense of peace and rightness. However, keep in mind that doing God's will is sometimes scary and not calming. When we were talking about, I believe last week, we were talking about the ant anointing, and I can hear you know, many on the line, their spirits that was going, oh, no, oh, that's too much, that's heavy. Me, oh, Lord, I don't know how, oh, that's overwhelming, oh, that's a lot. But consider Jesus, you are wrestling with God's will and even sweating of blood and consented, you all. In Luke chapter 22 and 44, he prayed for a peace from God that transcends any scary situation. He said that he was sweating, and the sweat looked like as his blood was dripping. We look in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. Amen. Verse 6 through 7, the Bible says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. So do not be anxious about anything. Pray about it. Give thanks and know that God is in control, that God will lead you and keep you because you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask at this time, does anyone have any questions or comments? If so, press 1. Amen. I'll give you all a second. If you have any questions or comments at this time, press 1. All right. Good. It means that everybody has an understanding of the lesson on today, and that's good. We thank God for the knowledge and understanding of the word and the wisdom to apply it. So let's talk a little bit about spiritual promptings, you all. Understanding without question, the indwelling Holy Spirit allows, is always on set, always in perfect harmony with the truth of God's word, prompts believers, impresses, amen, and burdens us and puts checks on our spirits. Sometimes we get an overwhelming sense that we need to do or not do something. Listen carefully to those holy nudges, you all, but realize that not every internal urge is from God. Any whim or idea or notion needs to be prayerfully and carefully analyzed in light of God's word. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 20, verse 22, again, that's Acts chapter 20, verse 22, and now compelled by the Spirit, I, Paul, am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. So having those spiritual promptings of God is telling you to go and do something. And I know a lot of you have had that where God said, do it, do it, do it. And it's in, until you do it, there's no release. Amen. So do it if God is telling you to do it. Amen. Look for those spiritual promptings. And also good sense. This is using our God-given intellect to take into account all the available facts and to be logical and sensible. This is good sense. It's thoughtfully considering all you've learned, your life experiences, and your past mistakes to make informed, God-honoring decisions. This is what the book of Proverbs calls prudence, you all. Prudence, P-R-U-D-E-N-C-E. Prudence. This wisdom, the wisdom of the prudent, The Bible says in Proverbs 14:8, the Bible says the wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways. Again, that's in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all, but even in Proverbs, it warns us not to trust too much in what we think all figure out, that we got all figured out. Amen. Trust in the Lord, the Bible says in Proverbs 3 and 5, which is a familiar scripture to all. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Remember that God's ways are much higher than our ways, according to Isaiah 55 and 9. Amen. Proverbs 16 and 22 tells us that good sense is a fountain of life to him who has it. Amen. Good sense is a fountain of life to whom, hallelujah, to him who has it. Let me say it again. My tongue got a little twisted here. Good sense is a fountain of life to him who has it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to talk about sovereign circumstances, you all. Sovereign circumstances. See, this involves carefully reflecting on situations and prayerfully considering how God might be leading you through those circumstances. Amen. Ask God to show you how he is working in your life to help you see which doors he is opening and which ones he is closing. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. It's so important for us all. Remember, however, the obstacles don't always mean stop. And clear roads don't always mean go. I'll say it again. Remember that obstacles that come in your way doesn't always mean stop. And clear roads, you all, a clear path doesn't always mean go. God sometimes leads his people down paths that seem at first like big mistakes or colossal waste of time. I want you to think, for example, you all, of the ancient Israelites leaving Egypt, almost immediately finding themselves trapped between the Red Sea and the pursuing Egyptian army. It seemed like a divine disaster, when in truth, it was just the opposite. God did the impossible. The Lord drove the sea back and with a strong east wind, and it turned into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry land. See, we can't immediately declare that something must not be God's will based on temporary confusion or difficulty in the moment. Sometimes we can see how God was working in our lives only in hindsight. So if you're in a tough spot, try not to panic or turn away. Pray for God's direction and protection. Amen. Pray for God's direction and protection. Ask him for enough clarity and courage to take the next right step. Amen. Follow the next thing God reveals or the wisest path you can see before you. Now, if you keep trusting and walking by the end of this life, amen, or at least in the life to come, you will be able to see how God used either the frustrating and painful periods for his glory and yours and others' good. Amen. Excuse me. Oh, glory to God. You are in all situations that you face, pray as Jesus taught his followers. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 28, we know that in all things God works for the good of those. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. But we know that all things work together for the good, you all. Hallelujah. All things work work together for the good for those of us who are called and love, those of us who love and are called according to his purpose. Amen. So understand, God is with us. Amen. And understanding God's will is to prosper us and to bless us. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. At the time I ask, I open the line up for any comments or questions at this time. If you would please do so by pressing 1. If you have any comments or any questions at this time, we'll take those. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Press 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We praise you, Father God. Amen. Seems like nobody has any questions or comments. All right. This is the time you ought to ask questions or give a comment. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So we're going to be wrapping up here shortly, you all, in the next 5 minutes or less. I want to talk about God's will and making the whole trip, you all. Amen. Arthur E.L. Doctorow, you all, once gave some famous writing advice that is applicable to anyone trying to discover and obey God's will. Dr. Rowe said, writing a novel is like driving a car at night. You can only see as far as your headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way. Amen. He says that you can make the whole trip that way. What a great word picture, you all. When we think about our lives and our futures, you all, we're reminded that God alone knows what's down the road. See, none of us knows the twists and turns that lie ahead, but we can see the situation facing us right now, and in each moment we can determine to make a choice that honors God and blesses others. So if we keep doing that moment by moment, day by day, we'll make the whole trip. Amen? We will make the whole trip. Most believers secretly wish that God will give them a clear, detailed itinerary for life. Instead, God gives us a flashlight, a lamp, his word, you all, according to Psalm 119 and 105. And he offers us an invisible guide, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. John 16 and 13, we thank you, O God. Using these and other resources like the community of believers, we're called, hallelujah, make the wise decisions. We can base on what God says and shows us. Amen. Hallelujah. You all, Pastor and Arthur Francis Chan has pointed out that it's a lot easier to sit around thinking, amen, I wonder what God wants me doing for the rest of my life. Instead, we should be asking ourselves, what do I need to be doing right now and for the next 10 minutes? You all, the point is this, God's will for yesterday is behind you. God's will for tomorrow is not yet your concern. What you have is right now, in this moment. Make it your goal to do the next right thing, amen, according to the will of God for your life. See, we don't have to see far down the road. We just need to see what is before us right now. And we need to keep in mind that God may suddenly take us in a whole different direction tomorrow, you all. Amen. But be okay with that. Amen. Knowing it's God's will for you. See that as a part of a great adventure of walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. As a believer, we are to walk by faith and not by sight, trusting God all the way. Amen. I'll end with this scripture on today, and I thank you all for being here, those who made a decision to be in our lessons on today. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20 through 21, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 through 21, may the God of peace equip you with everything, hallelujah, everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And that's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 to 21. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. And I decree and declare by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are doers of the word of God, and we will not be denied to the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You all be blessed. I thank you all again for being here today, taking this time out to receive, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that it will change your life, that you, your mind be transformed and renewed today, hallelujah, by the word of God. You are blessed. Father God, we thank you. Let us pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you for this opportunity once again, Father God, to learn, oh God, to receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word to apply to our daily lives. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us, that you have kept us, and that you have saved us, Father God. We give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration, oh God, exalting you, Father God, in all that you are in our life, oh God. We ask in Jesus' name that our lives be governed, oh God, by your peace and love. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We ask, oh God, for that divine divine directions and instructions for this day, O God, that we may fulfill your will, O God, in instructions and assignment for our lives. Lord, we ask for your strength, O God, to do so and to walk in complete obedience, O God, to your word. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. We can't thank you enough. Lord, we leave this call, but never your presence, O God. We ask, O God, that you encamp your word and angels around with us and go with us, O God, that you be our God and our river, God, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. I love you. I thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord and the devil is defeated. You are blessed. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know.